Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it. So I have down here as a question, what is somebody looking in the mirror for? And so you two answer to that question would be they're looking for self?
Getting to know who they are, basically.
Yeah. Looking for self, looking for ways to solve problems.
The reason why I say it's about looking for at yourself is because we are programmed at a young age a certain way. We are taught and programmed not to go within to deal with our emotions. And that's where a lot of people get stuck at, is they go to tell their story, but they fail to realize that they are attached with the emotions because they never dealt with the emotions. They never sat there and basically it ties in with sitting in silence. A lot of people can't sit in silence. They struggle with that. So that's going to be another topic, another episode on this same subject.
All right. Two words, as I was listening to y'all, two words stood out to me, but I'll come back to it. Rafiki, you had a conversation with a couple people about this topic, right?
Yes, I did.
When asking this question, for the most part, what was people's initial response? As what do you think?
I was actually shocked because it was basically even. First, it was a yes and no question. Then I asked other questions on top of the yes and no question. A lot of them answered yes. So half answered yes and half answered no.
Now, here's another question. Now, you said under further review, you started asking more questions. And as you started asking more questions, what ended up happening?
After all that, at the end, they all asked me my point of view.
Well, did you find that someone who quickly shouted, yes, I could look in the mirror under more questioning, did their answer kind of shift?
Some did and some didn't.
All right. The ones that did shift it, what's your opinion on that?
When I asked the line of questioning that I did, because each one of them, I asked them different questions. It wasn't the same question over and over. It was different questions. And the reason why I done it that way there, because to me, if you answer it real quickly, real fast, yes, I can. To me, you didn't really sit there and think about it. Because a lot of them would say, well, of course I look in the mirror due to the simple fact that, you know, I got to put my makeup on, or I got to do my hair, or I got to wash my face. You know, I was getting some answers like that at first until I got into it deeper with, like, a couple questions I would ask them. Well, what do you tell yourself when you're looking into the mirror? What do you see? Who are you? I'd even ask that question. And that's what made them start the thinking. And it boils down to that you can't actually judge a book by its cover. We're technically books. Our shell is our outside appearance, but a lot of people don't know the inside. We might be able to put a smile on our face, although we're in pain. We might be able to put a front on, although we're in a deep state of depression. And that's where people need to actually understand where this topic was actually going in the first place. Because I did ask quite a few friends of mine this question.
So I got a question, Rafiki. Out of the people that you interviewed and the ones that quickly responded with yes, what percentage of those yes answers after further questioning, did you find out that they could not look themselves in the mirror, if there were any?
There was one or two that I picked up on that, you know, when it boiled down to it, the final answer was no. They really couldn't do it because they said, well, that's hard.
Well, in all actuality, logically speaking, mental, someone who can't look themselves in the mirror, should we expect them to say, nah, I can't look myself in the mirror? Because in all actuality, not being able to look yourself in the mirror, ain't that actually hiding from yourself?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So I guess one could logically put together that, hey, if you can't look in the mirror, I can't expect a straight answer from you.
If they lied about it, if they said yes, and then after pushback and, you know, and further push, their answer ends up turning no. Like Rafiki said, they responded too quickly. But I would have a bit more respect or trust for the person that told me no from the jump.
And Rafiki, what my comment just went to that one question. I'm not talking about as a whole not trust.
True. Right. Okay.
You know, not as a whole. So all y'all think I'm talking about in general? Nah, I'm just talking about to that one question. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, can you look yourself in the mirror? Yeah. And then after three questions, your answer is no?
Well, see, like I said, the ones that did, they said, well, because I got to do this, like put makeup on, I got to get ready for work, things like that. So that's what made me from the very beginning start asking people questions.
So wait, now here's a question for you. That person that responded to you that way, I got to put my makeup on. Do you think they didn't understand your question? Or that was just their answer?
I think they...
And wait, hold up. Think about it. If they truly understood your question and that was their answer, I got to put makeup on. Can they really look in the mirror? Because if they understood where you was coming from, that wouldn't have been their answer.
Exactly. So.
But wait. But there's a but to that. Right? So it could be that they understood it and didn't want to answer, but then... what if they didn't understand your question and that was their answer? Then what can I draw from that?
So let me get this so I know that I'm understanding it. So You're asking me, when I ask the question to the people, They answered yes because they gotta put their makeup on and things like that.
Yeah.
And I stopped them and said, no. And then I broke it down. So when I was doing this experiment, When the ones that would say yes, because they had to look, I said, well, you didn't understand the question. So I had to break it down. But some of them, to me, when I done the further questioning, they probably knew and understood what I was talking about, but they was deflected.
That's where I was going at.
They didn't want to work on self.
If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome. Even $1 helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.